conditional use number 2126, Nicholas. You want to pronounce that?
Yep.
Lynn?
It's Nicholas, it'll be easier.
Nicholas Litunenkos. Litunenkos. Nicholas Litunenkos. Is that close? Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial vehicle storage and car sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 9.54 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Vines Creek Road, approximately 0.44 mile east of Armory Road. The 911 address is 30028 Vines Creek Road, Dagsborough. The tax map is District 233, Map 11, Parcel 172. For the record, staff would submit a staff analysis, the DLDOT service level evaluation. There should be comments from the Sussex Conservation District. Excuse me. And there should be a site plan. Thank you.
And Mr. Litvinenko, do you want to come forward? I hope I don't cause a foreign relations dilemma or something, mispronouncing your name, but maybe you can pronounce it correctly for me.
Nicholas would be, but to Nicholas it will be easier for me.
Okay, and your address, sir?
Sorry?
Your address?
37976 Bayview Circle East, Salville, Delaware.
Is there anything you'd like to add other than what our director read into the record?
Yeah, we already have the car sales on the front of the property, but we want to remove the trees in the middle of the property and add the parking lot for the construction vehicles, possibly boats, combines, tractors, and construction vehicles. But we already have the car sales on the front, as yes. You can see it on the picture right now.
Oh, yeah. I heard by there the other day. So you're asking for to continue car sales.
That's what I was wondering.
Have car storage sales.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. It's
and construction equipment storage.
Yes, but we want to get the permission to remove the tree lines in the middle of the property and make the parking lot on the back of the property and in the middle of the property, possibly fenced. We don't know yet how much it will cost us to build the fence, but definitely just a parking lot for the commercial vehicle storage, boat storage, combines, tractors, and construction equipment.
And that was all covered, Ms. Cornwell, in the ad?
I believe that would be commercial vehicle storage.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Well, let us see if someone has some questions for you. We'll start with
Mr. Ross. Before we do that, can I just ask a couple questions?
Sure, absolutely. I'd be happy.
So how long has this been, just for the record, so we got this straight, how long has that site been used for vehicle sales? Excuse me.
Vehicle sales. Five years, I believe.
Okay. How? What was it used for before that?
It was residential. The Melvin Rust was living in that house, and in the back of the property, where that. Yes, right here. He kept the combines and some tractors as well.
Okay.
He been there since, I don't know, probably 56 years
ago.
Yeah,
but did he have a shop there or something?
And a repair shop, yeah, the red roof, right. It was a repair shop. So he was grandfather the repair license and the combines parking on the back of the property.
Gotcha. So that's what I wanted to get that. So there was a
pre-existing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought it had been there forever.
The red roof has been there forever.
Yeah,
and he grandfathered all the licensing even before the planning and zoning exists. It became in that.
Okay. Mr. Wheatley, would you like to bring some edge?
Sure, thank you. Yeah, that was, I'm glad you brought that up because I was wondering how it got to be the way it was, and the answer is that it's been there before we were here.
Yes.
So, okay, that's fair enough.
This will kind of just give it an umbrella of approval just once
right,
and for all.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Just a couple things. I know you're going to be storing vehicles and so on. How many employees do you anticipate having?
Probably the same employees in sales office.
Okay, how many would that be?
Two sales guys right now and four owners.
Okay, now are you doing repair work on site still?
Yes, in the repair shop up in that yellow roof, yes.
And how many employees are there?
Three mechanics and the secretary, so four.
Okay, four, and then two in the sales office. And so,
four owners.
Okay, so about 10 altogether.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Are you doing any repair work outside? Are you working on vehicles outside?
Mainly we just wash the cars outside. Inside cleaning, could you done inside the garage, the outside with power wash done outside.
Okay. And on your in your repair work, are you set up for the proper disposal of waste oil and so
on? Yes,
we
burn it.
Okay.
Use it for heat.
Okay, good. And what are your normal hours of operation?
Garage or sales?
Both.
Sales 9 to 7, Monday to Saturday. Garage Monday to Friday 9 to 6. And Saturday, one Saturday they close, and another Saturday 9 to 3, I believe. So okay. Short day.
Okay. Okay. And how about signage? I'm trying to remember if you have. You have a sign.
Yeah, we
there
do
now,
have a
right?
sign for the repair shop, and we do have a sign for the sales.
Okay. Typically, we allow one 4x8 sign on a double-sided, lighted or unlighted, on a for a conditional use application. Is that going to work for you, or do you need something different?
I think it's going to work.
Okay. All right. That's all the questions I have.
Okay. Mr. Hudson? Nate, the storage of the commercial machinery, is it just going to be like rent? You're going to rent storage space?
Yes.
Okay. That's
yeah, we will keep. We have already like our own like Bobcat and like small equipment. We will put it there, but yeah, mainly it's just to collect the rent for the storage. Yes.
Okay. So, what about the amount of vehicles? Do we?
You know, the problem with them, it's more area than amount. You know, because the problem is we're not going to send out inspectors to go counting.
Cool.
You know.
Okay.
So it's just that they show where they're going to locate that stuff.
Well, they'll have to give us a site plan anyway.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, right.
Okay. No other questions. Thank you,
okay. Mr. Hoffman.
No questions.
Hold on 1 second.
One more thing.
Down the
oh, I just had the question. Do we require a buffer on this?
There's not one required. It's okay. Whether you all want to sort of impose one based on what would be around there.
I was going
to
say, based on the current use, I'm...
You got the junkyard on the side.
Yeah, junkyard.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, that's...
We have just neighborhood right there.
That's what I wanted to know.
I don't think there's a negative impact there.
That's why I was just making sure that it wasn't something that we were going to have to tell this guy he had to do. With,
yeah.
No, okay. That's all the questions I have.
And then the cars are parked very close to Route 26. Your display cars.
Mm-hmm.
That's a major road that we're wanting to preserve capacity on. Is there any way that you could back those cars off the road, say 10 feet or so?
There is actually a ditch right in front of the cars. I'm not sure exactly what the measurements are from the line, from the road to the front of the cars. I'm guessing like at least 25 feet.
Don't we regulate that? Don't we have
so normally
a setback?
Normally they would be 25 feet. They are required to be 25 feet. However, this existed prior to zoning, so there would not have been an original requirement. But
it could be now.
There could be now with the conditional use that they'd have to comply with the 25-foot setback.
But conditional use is on the back of the property, not in front of the property, am I right?
The conditional use is for the entire property.
Whole property.
Now, legally speaking, from the road, is it from the white shoulder line or is it from the edge of the roadway? Or is it from the right
of
way?
It's from the property line.
To what?
We're talking about the 25 foot.
Yeah, 25 feet.
Where do you measure from?
The property line.
The property line.
From the property line to what, though? To the edge of the road or to
the property line, 25 feet back.
Property back.
I'm sorry. I was thinking that it would be off
From the right of way?
From the right of way to the, where you could park the cars. Okay, I'm sorry.
If we will be required to have 25 feet from the property line in, I want to withdraw our application. Because it's not going to work for us, because our displays need to be next to the road in order to bring more customers.
Okay, we'll take that under consideration. You don't have to do that tonight. We will, the process is we make a recommendation to County Council. And so you can wait to see what our recommendation is and then make that decision then.
Okay.
And that way you still might be satisfied. We may decide not to do that.
All right.
Okay? So that way you don't have to do it too prematurely.
Right.
We'll get us some thought.
Doesn't necessarily, it isn't, it's not, I'm assume we have the, in this scenario, we have the ability to set a different, doesn't have to be 25 feet.
Yeah, because the thing is, I mean, I hear the concern, but at the same time, you know, we don't want to start taking rights away from people that have been established for decades, you know.
And the next door neighbor would have the same situation, put cars parked close to the road.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So, okay. I think the main thing is we just want to make sure they stay on your property because people have a tendency to encroach, you know.
There is a ditch right in front of our property. If we want to move forward, the cars will be in the ditch.
You're going to have a problem. Well, so maybe it's not an issue. Okay.
Right. Probably naturally resolved. Yeah. Just take a seat nearby, okay, and we'll see if anyone has any interest in your application.
All right.
Jamie, did you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Does anyone here like to speak in favor of conditional use 2126? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone else on the commission or staff? Mr. Robertson?
Nope.
Okay. Now we're done. We're going to close the public hearing, and you're welcome to stay with us this evening so you can make a decision or call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
Our next public